Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy is on a phone line, the suburban Democratic congressman from Schaumburg, who joins us on occasion to talk about a host of issues. He's in the news again this week. Congressman, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, thanks, John. I'm good, and congrats on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah, it's nice of you to say that. What's the toy of your youth, Raj? What's the one you
bring? Oh, gosh. I had a huge collection of Hot Wheels cars, kind of like what you said, we still have, you know, those cases where you know, they look like little briefcases or whatever. And we have, like, hundreds and hundreds of those at home. The other thing is Legos. We have a ton of Legos at home, and I'm glad that my own children love Legos, too.
I'm surprised because you're a lot younger than me. But I guess Hot Wheels, you know, transcend generations. I don't think they make them as well as they used to. I don't think
they seem, the wheels seem a little flimsy to me now.
Yeah.
Whereas before, you know, they'd last and you can really roll them all over the place, like you said.
Not why I called, Congressman. Speaking of youth, though, kids are interested in vaping, and you are on the vanguard of this. What is your thought about what Congress should do?
Gosh, well, I guess I'd make a couple points on this. One, we're in a national epidemic of vaping use among youth. 20% of high school students are vaping. 5% of middle school students are vaping. Those numbers are going up. And as a parent of a high school and a middle schooler, I can tell you, you know, we're personally alarmed, as are parents in my district and across the country. The second point I just wanted to make is that we have almost 400 very, very sick people in the hospitals across 40 states, roughly 40 states, with mystery respiratory illnesses due to vaping. Six people have died, so we're in a crisis mode. I'm glad that the Trump administration, in response to my subcommittee's investigation, recently did two things which I think are good first steps. One, they are banning flavored e-cigarettes.
For everybody? For everybody?
Yeah. They're banning except for tobacco-flavored e-cigarettes. And then secondly, in response to our investigation, they said that they are going to ban certain types of marketing with respect to e-cigarettes. So, for instance, Juul and other companies can no longer say, in the absence of evidence and approval by the FDA, that their e-cigarettes are safer than regular combustible cigarettes.
Okay, Congressman, it sounds like somebody's mowing a lawn just outside your range.
Sorry,
there.
Let me move a little bit here.
I have to take a commercial break, and it's interesting because listen to this. One of the paid-for commercials in this set is for Juul. Juul Labs knows that people like you, Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy, are going to make it difficult for them to do business. So what are they saying? Thank you, Dave Marzullo and Elif Garris. Dave on our staff and Elif, my producer, just said, hey, remember, the people that listen on the stream don't hear the same commercials as the people on the radio. So when I said in this next stop set, you're going to hear the Juul commercial, let's talk about that too. You didn't hear it. If you did not, I'll just summarize it for you. It's a commercial that says more than tobacco or alcohol, we have a system in place to verify the age of people that consume our products. They'll have to be 21 or over, and by May 2021, we'll stop mailing the products to people that don't comply with this system. So they know that we're upset that people underage are consuming their product, and they're promising that they are going to be stricter about it than the people that are selling alcohol or tobacco. You can make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10. And then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago. That's at 10:30 on WGN TV. Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy joins us in 60 seconds. You coughing, you sneezing, you wheezing. Have you ever thought about what's going on in your crawl space? Studies have shown that open, untreated crawl spaces can rot floor joists, breed mold, and increase your energy costs. Not to mention, you and your family could be breathing unhealthy air even when you're upstairs. That's why you should give PermaSeal a call, 1-800-421-SEAL. Schedule a free inspection and take advantage of their awesome summer sale. It's still on. Here are the details, now until September 14th. What's today's date? We're right about there, aren't we? Today's the 13th. They're offering 10% off any new estimate for a crawl space encapsulation system. 10% off. One of their certified consultants will conduct a thorough inspection of your crawl space and provide you with a solution that can help prevent those mold, spores, and allergens from affecting your family. Stop breathing unhealthy air. Turn your crawl space into a dry, safe, usable space. Call PermaSeal, 1-800-421-SEAL, 1-800-421-SEAL. Visit permaseal.net. The sale ends tomorrow. Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy joins us. Raj, you said it was a subcommittee of yours that is making some of the recommendations the president seems to be following about banning the sale of flavored e-cigarette capsules. Is that correct?
Yes. So I'm the chairman of the Oversight Subcommittee on Economic and Consumer Policy.
Wow.
And we were the first committee in Congress to launch an investigation with regard to e-cigarette use by youth. We had a marathon two-day hearing in July that caught a lot of people's attention, and then we wrote the letter to the FDA, a 56-page letter to the FDA, you know, basically requesting various actions. And to our surprise, I got to be very honest with you, within 3 days, the FDA acted, and this is a very positive step in the right direction.
What about that commercial we just ran for Juul that said, don't worry, we won't sell this stuff to anybody under 21?
It's the underlying product, John, that's the problem. I'll give you two observations. One is that the flavors that they sell their pods in are very, very appealing to youth. You know, for instance, mint or menthol flavor is the most popular one that that youth get hooked onto. And it's extremely appealing. I mean, there's a reason why mint is in our children's toothpaste. The other issue that we're going to have to take a hard look at is the nicotine content in each of their pods. One pod, one Juul pod, for instance, contains more nicotine than in one full pack of regular combustible cigarettes. So if you imagine like a 10, 11, 12-year-old, you know, inhaling this type of aerosol containing this amount of nicotine, they get hooked real fast.
I understand that, but listen to this, Raj. Joe, you're on WGN Radio. What was your question for the congressman?
Yes, I always thought Democrats were against the propagation of stereotypes. I'm in my 50s, and I enjoy the flavored ones. So it seems they're reinforcing the stereotype that it's only young people under 18, who like the flavors.
Let's let him respond to that.
Sure, and I think that was something that Secretary Azar addressed in the Trump administration's press release. There may be some benefits to having some of those flavored e-cigarettes for older folks, but the costs in terms of hooking young people onto potentially a lifetime of nicotine addiction are just too great. And now we have this crisis, this full-blown public health crisis with hundreds and hundreds of mystery, you know, lung and respiratory illnesses. And so we really don't know the full costs of vaping at this point.
Congressman, thank you for the phone call. I don't know that that satisfies a lot of people, though. Thank you for the call, Joe. But, Congressman, I don't know that that satisfies a lot of people. If I'm over the age of 21, and for whatever reason I want to vape, and maybe because that's preferable to tobacco, but maybe it's just a bad habit and we'll never know. Maybe it'll be worse. But if it's a legal product, I'm over the age of 21, and I like the flavored vapes, you're telling me I can't have them?
What I'm telling you is right now, the existence of those flavored vapes is so costly in terms of our public health. I mean, they're about to release the new tobacco survey among youth. In other words, people who have smoked e-cigarettes, for instance, over the last 30 days, it's about to show a 25% jump in 1 year among the people that were surveyed, namely high schoolers and teenagers. This is something that is killing people at this point, and we don't really know how to stop it, except that we do know that the flavors like mango and creme and cucumber and stuff like that are things that kids really like.
Why do you say it's a public health crisis? A public health crisis is bullets. A public health crisis is tobacco. We've had six people die, six from vaping, and that was probably illegal substances. It wasn't menthol-flavored, legally purchased vapes.
So the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, just put out their description of the cases. And I encourage everybody to go to the CDC website to take a look. They were able to say, in looking at those 380 cases, that there are people in there that just use regular pods or e-cigarettes that were not contaminated or adulterated with other substances. And so this is something that obviously has grabbed people's attention. I was at home for the August recess from Congress here in Illinois. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, John, people are just up in arms about this, especially parents. You know, we had one person who is a freshman in high school, okay? So he's only been in high school like 2 weeks. And he reported that he was approached about vaping at least 20 times in those 2 weeks by others asking him to try e-cigarettes. And this is in a suburban Chicago school district. This is not something that is some kind of, you know, aberration. It's a huge issue, and I got to say, this is not a partisan issue. My colleagues on the other side of the aisle have joined with me in this as well.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I was shocked to see Senator Durbin and President Trump on the same page on anything. And
yes,
lo and behold, the three of you are singing the same song. When you said 20%, 20% of high schoolers vape, I was pretty shocked by that. So I'm a little out of the loop. But just one last thing for you to comment on, Congressman, and that is there's an opinion piece in the Chicago Tribune today, and it said if I like flavored vapes or I like vaping and you're going to make it impossible for me to do that, you should worry that that's going to just push more people to traditional smoking. They're going to smoke tobacco then. That vaping is a better alternative. What's your response to that?
I think that adults should be able to use legal products. And if e-cigarettes are deemed to be legal, they are now, and they're going to be applying for with the FDA to continue to be legal next May 2020. If they are legal, I think adults should be able to use them, but our kids are not for sale. They are off limits, okay? We don't want the vaping industry to target them. And with their products such as they are right now, configured the way they are leading to a complete outbreak of nicotine addiction among people who end up suffering great levels of depression, anxiety, and these mystery illnesses that we're seeing today.
Yeah, well, we're certainly acquainted with one in the Chicago Tribune's coverage the past week or so. Carol had a question for Congressman Krishnamoorthy. Hi, Carol. You're on WGN.
Hi. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I have a question about the private small businesses that are vape shops. They usually make their own juice. I'm wondering how they're going to be affected. I know my son has a shop up in Kenosha, and they don't sell to anyone, you know, any youngsters. So how is this restriction going to affect the private sellers?
Sure. So the restrictions that the Trump administration just issued apply to all vapes or e-cigarettes. The second issue that I just want to clarify, and this is the other slightly misleading aspect of the Juul commercial that we heard during the break, is that it's not so much that retail outlets are selling directly to children. What's happening is that people are buying and then reselling to youth. And so if the underlying products continue to be desirable for youth, then they'll buy it from anybody.
I'm wondering if this is going to put Carol's son's business out of. He's going to. I wonder what percentage of the vapes he sells are flavored vapes.
A lot.
I imagine it's very high.
The majority.
So,
the majority.
Congressman, you're just telling these people they have to go out of business now.
What I'm saying is that menthol flavored vapes, according to the Trump administration guidelines, will continue to be legal. With regard to the other flavors, they're going to have to go off the market.
Oh, my Lord. Isn't that like alcohol? I mean, it's the same thing. It needs to be monitored.
I think that any substances that might, you know, cause this kind of epidemic to break out, absolutely, they have to be monitored and regulated appropriately. I think one of the aspects of this, if I might just add something that is really problematic, is that for years, Juul and other companies actually marketed directly to children, and it turns out that, you know, basically their ads were almost identical to the ones that Marlboro used when they were marketing to kids as well. And now the maker of Marlboro's, namely Altria, owns 35% of Juul. And so we basically have the resurgence of big tobacco again, and that's a big problem. You know, we can't go down that road again with regard to nicotine addiction.
Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, saw him on CNN the other day talking about a completely different topic. It's nice to talk to you about this one, and we'll catch up on some of the other stories maybe in a week or so. But thank you once again for your time, Congressman.
Absolutely. Thanks, John.
Always a pleasure to visit with him. On this one, I don't think I agree with him as much as I usually do, though. I'm a little worried that we're not creating a problem that we don't anticipate on the black market. We'll see.